Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Mwah! Welcome back. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Russo. Eclipsis.com is the website. Eclipsis is the name of his company. He's EVP there. We're talking about cybersecurity. I want to get right into this thing, Stephen. Folks, there's something called micro tokens, and there's a micro token exchange that Stephen is going to tell us about. We've been talking about encrypting your data. We've been talking about securing your data. Now we're talking about rising it to another level to take advantage of, to protect yourself from the new bad stuff that's coming at you, the cyber bad stuff. Go ahead, Stephen.
Sure, Jim. So let's focus on data that's being stored to begin with. Well, and what I'm going to do is give you a little overview here. The way that data is stored today by most companies, individuals, government agencies, et cetera, is they build a vault, and then inside the vault, they put their sensitive data, they encrypt it, and then what they do is build what's called a firewall around it.
Right.
And the firewall is an intrusion protection to stop them from coming in. Well, the long story short is that no longer is good enough because
the firewall has a password system to get through it that can now be broken, right?
That's correct. But you should still have firewalls installed on your system. So that's the place to start, is with firewalls for sure. But even with the firewalls and the encryption, it's not good enough because once they break through the firewalls, they break through the encryption, they have all of your crown jewels,
but
so to speak.
Can they do that now without quantum computing?
Yes, they can, absolutely. And especially because of people using weak passwords and not having good security policies. Don't think because you're a small business that you don't need some type of a security policy that you need to focus on and pay attention to. You need to pay attention. You need to pay attention to those that you give access to your sensitive data, because, you know, quite frankly, half the threats that are out there may come from internal personnel.
So a micro token, what does a micro token do to solve that?
A micro token is a placeholder for your real data. So if inside of your storage, instead of storing your real data in your vault, a micro token actually replaces your real data. So when the bad guys break in, all they get is useless micro tokens. And
is it like a virtual existence of your data? It represents your data, but it's not the real data there.
It's not really a virtual replacement. It is a replacement.
Yeah.
So there's no parts or pieces of your real data contained in a real micro token, but the real token knows how to get your real data when you need it.
So is it another layer of security, or is it create a new universe?
Oh, it creates what we refer to as a new paradigm.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you implement our micro token exchange policies, when the bad guys break in and they try and take over your systems and steal your data, all they get is useless micro tokens, and it doesn't do them any good whatsoever. So it is. We believe that we're going to change the way that data is stored over time because, again, with the advent of quantum computing, you need something that's quantum resistant.
You got to have to. Does this only apply to storage? What about transporting?
Oh, absolutely. Micro token exchange works on data in transit, as we call it, as well as data at rest or data that's being stored. Matter of fact, we have contracts right now with the military. That's how confident we are of our capabilities, and that's continuing to expand. Yes.
So this could be a new paradigm. As you may know, Stephen, I've been saying now for 2 years, United States of America is in World War III. It's a cyber war, and we're losing. Could this turn the tables for us?
It can. It absolutely can. And Jim, it's even more important to recognize that we are in a connected world.
Yeah.
And the term IoT, Internet of Things, mm-hmm. is taking over. People are connecting.
And they're the least secure of all the technologies we've ever created.
Absolutely correct. So we really need to be paying attention. Yep. And, of course, micro token exchange is a very, very strong
technology. How do we find MTE? Is it have its own website? Quickly.
It does. It's eclipsys.com.
All right, eclipsys.com. Folks, go learn about MTEs. Stephen, will you come back and continue to teach us about this year?
Love to visit with you, Jim.
Stephen Russo, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the information, Stephen. Thank you for the education. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.